It's by the pouring out of His Spirit that we now commune with Him in His kingdom. One of the greatest failures of Christianity and the ideals of men was the idea that the kingdom of God was somewhere else.
You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Friscup. This message was recorded on April 2nd, 2025, and is titled Finding Jesus in the Passover, Part 4. We will be beginning in Genesis, so grab your Bible and let's join Steve and the message.
When the Bible clearly says that there's a kingdom that's at hand, a kingdom that is near, a kingdom that is upon us, a kingdom that is within us. And He poured out His Spirit one time for all men, that no matter where you're sitting, no matter where you're standing, no matter if you're in your pickup on the side of I-40 or you're sitting here listening to the Murph sing, God will reveal Himself. He won't show up because He wasn't here. He'll reveal Himself to a man or a woman or a child who's been unable to see. But the minute you start to seek, whoever seeks will find. And when you find, now you've got to make a choice. I have found the Lord. What shall I do now? Yeah, just believe. 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 Not go through all the motions of Christianity that's been handed down for ages. Because I'm going to tell you, being raised in the church don't make you a Christian any more than being born in a garage will make you a car. Born again. And when you become born again, you now possess a sign, the mark, the circumcision. When you are circumcised, the promise is irrevocable. I'm not perfect, but I'm forgiven. I'm not lost. I've been redeemed. I love Jesus because He loved me first. And now, the promise is mine. And it's all summed up in the Passover. Eat this bread and drink this cup. This do in remembrance of me. To take communion without the understanding of Passover is a failure to ourselves. We've minimized. Pretty soon we get religious. And if you're not careful, all religious things lose their meaning. The salt's not salty anymore. What's the Bible say about salt that's not salty anymore? You put it in the manure pile, don't you? Isn't that what He said? Put it in the dung heap. Well, I want to stay salty. And I want to stay engaged. And I want to stay in covenant with God through faith in Jesus. So, that's tonight's lesson on finding Jesus in the Passover. And so we will continue on next week. I want to pray over us. I would like for y'all to do me a favor. If I haven't kept you too late, I'd like for you to fellowship and eat some of that good birthday cake back there. Because, even though they're a little early, here in 3 more hours, I'll be 65. I'm putting it off as long as I can. I've had all the Medicare, Social Security fan mail. You know, I got to tell you one on Robin while she's not here, and I know she's listening. But But the other day, y'all know I went to the BFI roping the other day. Well, I had to fill out a lot of paperwork and get entry fees sent in and all my partners' ID numbers. And I was getting her done and getting her done on time. Well, there's this stack over here of Medicare and Social Security. I finally did get me a new driver's license, but she said, "My gosh, I can't get you for 1 second to even touch that pile. But you're over here 3 days ahead of schedule and you're getting your team roping all handled." Well, it's because I like it better. I'll just tell you. Yeah, I told a guy that we were laughing about each other yesterday at the roping, and we've been friends for 100 years, and I looked at his wife, and I said, "You know what's funny about you women? You still believe we'll be different." Every time I do something stupid, she looks at me like it's some surprise. I've been doing stupid stuff for 43 years. You're not used to it yet? But... Yeah, so eat the birthday cake, okay? Thank y'all for the birthday cakes and everybody for all your good wishes and everything. I'll pray and get us out of here. And while we're eating birthday cake, if there's anybody sitting in here tonight and you need God to heal your body, you need some confusion fixed. Okay, we'll do that. Yes, sir. The Portalis has had kind of a load here the last little bit. And there's a lot of places that it got a load. But if you're here tonight and I've talked about Borneo and the Holy Spirit, you're the only person in this room that knows you've got some things to take care of. Nobody can point you out. Nobody's going to call you out. You're the one that knows whether you're in covenant or not. If you want some help with that, I'm not going to pray you into heaven. If you want some help with that, we'll visit as long as it takes. We can hug together. We can cry together. We can pray together. We can do whatever you want to do in your search for Jesus. I just want to help you find him. That's it. So if that's you, you come hang out and I'm all yours while they eat the birthday cake. So let's pray. Lord, we love you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your time. We thank you, Lord, for your grace, your mercy, your instruction. We thank you that you treat us as children and call us your own. Lord, tonight we just pray blessings over those two families in Portalis and really the whole community, Lord. Everybody's upset. Everybody's shook up. Lord, when tragedy strikes, it just levels the playing field. And now they've come together as one. And Lord, we just need you to minister to them and comfort them and give them strength as they move forward. So many places across our land, Lord, and different areas that have suffered disaster and different things. And Lord, we just need you, Jesus, to help us. Lord, for those of us who haven't had a disaster lately, we might need you more than anybody else to help us, to lead us, guide us, and direct us. So, Lord, we're looking forward to the Passover. We're expecting power and miracles across our land, across this globe, Lord, with the nations of Abraham, across this globe with the children of Abraham, that, Lord, you would set things on the right path. Use men in your covenant to do that. So, Lord, we pray for that to come. And one last thing, Lord, as far as this little group, whether in this building or on the other side of that camera, help us all to live in the spirit of Isaiah. That says, "Here am I, Lord. Send me." So, Lord, tonight we give you praise. We give you all the glory, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Well, that concludes our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. Or on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.